Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kris Jenner is opening up on cheating on her ex-husband, Robert Kardashian. So this all went down in the latest episode of The Kardashians, where Kris and her daughter Khloe were having a conversation about infidelity. And it was revealed that Kris Jenner cheated on Robert Kardashian. And they talked about why and some of the reasons, you know, they were speculating and how that made her feel and if she regrets it. Of course she regrets it, but in terms of the why, it's a little bit more murky. So the conversation went like this. Kris said, "I think being really young and dumb is something that plays into it because you don't really understand the consequences of your actions. And as for the exact reasons, it's a little bit more like she doesn't really know why she cheated. She says, I don't know, because he was such a great husband and such a great dad. And I think I fell into a situation where I thought that the grass was greener and it would be greener somewhere else. I made a huge mistake. That's my life's biggest regret." Hmm. So I'm sure you're wondering, like, why are they having this conversation? Like, Robert has since passed and it's been decades. Well, she was having the conversation with her daughter, Khloe, who was in a relationship with Tristan Thompson, who cheated on her multiple times while she was pregnant, but they shared two children together. And so really this conversation came about because Kris wants Khloe to really think twice before she moves on from Tristan.
Seriously?
Yes, because Kris was in that position where she was the one that cheated. And, you know, her and her ex-husband did end up breaking up, but I think she's really trying to give Tristan the benefit of the doubt because she was the one that cheated so she could empathize with him. So she just said, "I just want Khloe to be really careful when she makes these decisions and, you know, when she's deciding if she wants to let somebody go. She doesn't want her to make a big mistake that she might regret with the father of her kids."
Yeah, as a mom, I couldn't see myself encouraging my daughter to go back to a man that has continually disrespected her time and time again, and not just privately, but publicly with who he has cheated on her with. Like, I understand people, like, I used to think, like, once a cheater, always a cheater, and then if you cheat, it's over, and I have since changed my views on that. I don't think that's the case. And I do think relationships can repair themselves from infidelity. I do think it's possible. I've witnessed it in my friend group, right? And so I have since changed my mindset on that. When it comes to this couple, though, and how many times he has done it and the way he has done it, I could not push my daughter to stay with a man like that.
No, so let's say she takes her advice, right? Because this is mom. Moms are making sense. And she ends up sticking around. And dude continues to cheat over and over and over again. As the parent that gave that advice, I'd feel horrible about that.
I always feel like when she speaks, it comes from more of a managerial place than a mom place. That's kind of what I get from her. That's why this take doesn't shock me, but it's hard for me to believe that any parent that genuinely loves their child would condone what she is going through.
And I know she loves her grandkids, and I'm sure she wants her grandkids to have both parents, like, you know, under the same roof. I get that, but at the end of the day, you got to do what's best by your daughter. And I don't think that's staying with Tristan. Mm-mm.
Exactly. And I think also Kris is maybe coming from the place of seeing the position that Tristan is in right now. So he's currently taking care of his brother, who's unable to care for himself at this moment. And so I think she can also see Chloe is someone who could be a support system for Tristan, and maybe him having to step up and be responsible for him is going to get him like set up and straight in line. But I'm kind of with you. Like, you got to look at people's patterns, and Tristan's pattern is the fact that he has cheated on her consistently.
Yeah. And I'm sure Tristan is seeing the world differently now since his mom has passed away and he's taken on custodial rights of his brother who has disabilities. Because, you know, when you have a parent pass away, you see the world in a completely different light, especially if, you know, depending on the relationship that you had with said parent. So I'm sure he's a changed man, but I don't know if you changed that much.
I don't know if it's that much change in the world.
Yeah. And I've said this before also, like, at some point or another, if there's a dude or a woman that's cheating on you and you keep going back and they continue to cheat, at some point it's on you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The second time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to learn your lesson the first time, I guess.
But we'll
see how it plays out. I'm sure they'll show all on The Kardashians, which is on Hulu. Okay, Britney Spears is coming out with a line of merch with some of her most iconic quotes. It's her legendary quote collection. And some of the t-shirts will have some of her most liberating lines like, I don't need permission, and you better work, beep, and some of her other lines from different songs. And I think this is a really great way to capitalize off of her moment right now. Oh, but yeah. I also think Britney fans are going to be very excited to get some of this merch.
They are, though. I do love that I don't need permission is a Bobby Brown song. Right?
Oh, isn't that my prerogative?
Yep, exactly. So that's not exactly her, but I would be stoked to get some of it. I just hope artist merch, unless it's Taylor, always sucks. It always looks like someone put it together in Microsoft Paint. So I'm just hoping that they do it correctly so it's cute to wear.
So Cassie, I know you're a huge Britney stan. You're reading the Britney biography right now.
Who's not? What woman in this country is not, it feels like?
I'm currently not, but I had a text exchange with one of my friends. And she's like, have you read the Britney book? I said, no, contemplating it. And she goes, girl! And I said, I know. She goes, the rage I feel on her behalf is indescribable. I go, you've piqued my interest. She goes, everyone in her life did her so dirty. And I go, she was their cash cow. And she goes, it's actually so much worse than that. She was labor trafficked, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reading that book is, whether or not you like Britney Spears, it is a fascinating insight into the music industry, and I think it's worth a read.
And I said, okay, I'll read it.
Did I read she's making 25%, only making 25%? And I don't know in the literary world if that is a lot or a little, but 25%?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't even know what if that's a lot.
Well, didn't she get $15 million off the, she got a $15 million book deal, so it might be $15 million plus the 25%, gotcha. Which makes sense. For more stories, head to thebertshow.com, click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.